Hey guys, welcome back to the newest episode of Make It a Combo, the podcast where three friends review movies every week with me, Junior, Jesse,
woot woot,
and Andy.
Oh, hey guys. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hey.
Thanks for joining us.
Hey guys, welcome to our very serious podcast where we review new movies every week.
Every week.
Yeah. Well, do we every week? Sometimes we take a week off.
Sometimes we do. Sometimes we double it up.
DP's always good.
We deserve a break too sometimes, you know. A little fun in the sun, a little, right? You know.
Because you don't like fun in the sun.
No. I mean, we deserve it. I don't want it. Oh, but, you know.
You do what you want, Jesse. Yeah,
fun in the shade.
Fun in the shade.
All right. What movie did we watch this week?
Civil War. And not to be confused with Captain America. Civil War.
Right. This is Civil War.
Which is a great movie.
2024.
Civil War 2024.
So, Captain America was not. Now, what was that? 2014?
I have no idea.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds too old.
It sounds about that, right? But anyways, yeah, this is Civil War 2024.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Seemed very current.
Ugh.
Right?
It didn't.
I know it's set in the future, or obviously, whatever, but apocalyptic, but it seemed like right now.
Yeah. I was like, wait, is this live?
Yeah.
Is this happening?
Yeah.
I was like, this could be bad.
This could be a stinker.
This could be bad, but I'm going to tell you, this movie disappointed me a little bit.
Okay, I want to hear about it.
I thought it was going to be more about the Civil War and not so much about photography.
Oh, okay. But you knew it wasn't about the American Civil War.
No. This is a war here in America.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what this movie was about. When Junior said that's what we were watching, I was like, why? I've never even heard about this movie. Never seen a trailer for it. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
I don't know if I saw a trailer.
Yeah, so I didn't have any feelings walking into this movie at all.
I saw several trailers about this.
We do
our very best to avoid the trailers. We walk in 5 minutes before the movie starts.
And you know I have anxiety. I can't do that. Yeah. What if someone's in my seat and I have to confront them?
Yeah, I'll be like, bitch, why are you in my seat? The movie's about to start.
You
got to
do that fake thing. I'm A14. Are you A14 too?
Are you
A14? That's weird.
That's weird.
No. Andy's like, get the fuck out of my seat.
Yeah, right. Andy's like, oh, I'm so sorry, but I think you're sitting in my seat.
Eating my goobers right now, please.
I mean, it's okay. I'll just sit here. It's fine.
Absolutely not.
What about you guys? Were you excited to see this movie? Did you care?
I didn't care. A little excited because I thought this was going to be a little bit more gritty than it actually was and was going to be about the Civil War that was happening. I really wanted someone to call to task the person that is, you know, kind of this movie's kind of after and the people that follow them. Mm-hmm. It didn't, though.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it didn't.
Okay, well.
I don't know what call to task means.
It's call forward, you know, hey, look at what you guys are doing. Things like that.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Who's in this movie?
Yeah,
who wrote this movie?
All right, here we go. The writer and director, same person, Alex Garland.
Good old Garland. Okay.
I don't know if I know any of his shit.
No.
I don't know.
It's an A24 film, which I've recently learned about.
Yeah.
So I should know more about this shit, but I heard somebody who's like, I only watch A24 movies. I was like, what the fuck is that? So I had to search it. So then when it came up today, I was like, okay, it's an A24 movie.
I thought A24s were horror movies.
I think they mostly do horror, but yeah, they go more artsy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As long as it's artsy and not religious.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they bring religion in sometimes because, even Stephen King brings religion in.
You know what I mean? Like when the movie's like that actual religion type movie.
Like Come to God.
Yeah. Kind of like a Book of Clarence.
No.
Not worse like than Book of Clarence.
No, like those inspirational ones with The Shack. Remember that one? It was I think my mom derived this. It was a big black woman was God.
I want to watch it now.
Finding God. Those kind of movies, I think that's what he's talking about.
Closer to what, Foreman.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Foreman movie. Okay.
Actually, we're getting off track.
Yeah, right, we are.
So let's talk about the cast.
Tell us about Kirsten Dunst.
Well, I'm going to go the way it lists. So Kirsten's not the first person.
I don't know why not. That doesn't make fucking sense.
This is her movie.
This is her movie.
It may be appearance.
Okay. Okay, because at the end roll titles, that yeah, she's the first name. Yeah.
Yeah.
First one is Nick Offerman.
Okay.
The president.
Sure.
Okay.
Right? So I think that's why it's...
Because you see him first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it's Kirsten Dunst, who played Lee.
Mm-hmm.
We have Wagner Moura, who played Joel.
Mm-hmm.
Who also played...
I don't know.
Colombian fucking drug lord.
I liked this guy.
I don't know. Oh, are you talking about sitting in the swing sad?
Yeah. I can't remember his name. Holy shit. Big Columbia. I can't believe I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
Then we had Jefferson White, who played Dave. He was the guy with the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Nelson Lee, who played Tony. Evan Leigh, who played Bohai. Then we had Kaylee Spaney, who played Jesse.
Yeah, what a great name to choose.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Spaney? Mm-hmm. That's weird.
How did they spell it, the Jesse, by the way?
I-E.
Okay, thank you.
Then we had Stephen McKinley Henderson, who played Sammy. He was the bigger black guy, right? Jesse Plemons was in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Kirsten's husband, her betrothed.
Oh, that's her real husband, right?
Yeah.
I forgot about that because they did fucking Fargo together.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Jesse Plemons?
Jesse Plemons and Kirsten Dunst?
Yeah.
Oh.
They got like two kids, a married couple. Swinging in a little tree together, K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
He doesn't even have a name in the movie.
I don't think they mentioned name at all.
No.
Soldier.
Soldier with the red glasses.
I don't know if he was a soldier.
Well, he was a soldier in his own right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like soldier on, buddy. Soldier on.
All right, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
The movie's really based about Lee, Joel, Sammy and Jesse.
And like our Jesse mentioned, this is more about the journalism side of the Civil War. Like, we definitely get to see the Civil War side and kind of learn about it, but we don't dive hard into what the fuck's happened.
We don't know how we got here. Yeah.
Well, they kind of gave us some tidbits.
A little.
I did want more. I'm not going to lie.
More
would have been great.
But this is more about the journalism team that's going across country. And Jesse gets to tell us the story today.
He'll be talking about
himself in the third person the whole time. And then Jesse did. And then Jesse did it bad at the end.
Jesse. All right. Let's take a break and I will come back and talk about this movie.
Okay.
Great.
Hey guys, it's Andy from Make It a Combo. You've been listening to one of our hilarious episodes, and if you love what you hear, please check out Dream Talk, the podcast, and Tales from the Apps. I promise they will keep you entertained.
All right, guys, welcome back. Jesse?
You're on. Me, Jesse? Or Jesse from the movie?
Minutes. Jesse, don't fuck around, Jesse. Jesse, it's you, Jesse.
All right.
So, you got this, Jesse?
You got this, Jesse.
It starts off in America, I assume sometime in the future, not that far away, but it's kind of like an alternate version.
Yeah.
But is it? Wink, wink, wink. Nudge, nudge, nudge. And Nick Offerman is president of the United States. I love Nick Offerman because he is such a good actor because... he really can make me not like him.
He's perfect presidential candidate.
Yeah.
Nick for president. Because that face says, I'm a fucking president.
Yes. And he's practicing his speech, which do you think presidents really do this? Like do like a run through?
Yeah.
You think so?
Because they do give them the hard copy of the speech first before putting it up on their little.
Okay. So he's giving the speech, trying to like do a little spiel of like, hey, America, it looks like they've gone to war and the Civil War. Wink, wink, wink. And the two states that are going against, I guess, America are California and Texas.
Yeah.
So
the West.
The West. Yeah. They just call them the West. Yeah. Western forces. Fuck Arizona. We don't know where we stand.
Skipped right over Arizona and New Mexico.
Yeah.
Like, keep moving, bitch.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. Which I don't know if Texas and California would ever cooperate with each other.
Well, if the government's corrupt enough, they've got the power. I mean, those are the two biggest states we have.
Yeah.
That's a fucking country in and of itself.
For sure.
For sure.
For sure. So he's giving his speech. It then cuts to Kirsten. This is one of the names that have Kristen? An issue
it's
with
Kirsten.
Kirsten.
K-I-R.
Kirsten.
I have a hard time saying their name. She is a photographer.
What's her name in the show?
Lee.
Let's so I'm going to call her Lee. So Lee is a photographer, not just any kind of photographer, not just a any. War photographer.
Ooh.
The images that images. They showed, I was like,
yeah.
No, thank you.
So it looks like she also has PTSD.
A little bit,
mm-hmm. probably because she's been in war.
Mm-hmm.
And she's at a protest. This protest is, I don't know, at some sort of campus or something.
It was just downtown.
I think it's just out on the
downtown.
Street.
They're trying to get water.
Yeah, for the water. Like, mm-hmm. they're handing out water to people. And right away, there's this blonde chick. And I was like, same. She's got a bomb.
Oh, she's when she stood bomb. Up and put that backpack on, I was like, we going to blow something up.
she got a bomb.
So, she was a bomb.
Yeah, she was da bomb. So, you guys,
quit. Are idiots.
All right. Kirsten is like looking around taking pictures, and she sees who turns out to be a young woman named Jessie.
Mm-hmm.
She looks like she's a teenager.
She looks like she's 12.
I My don't God. Believe she's 23, even My though she God. Said she was 23.
Mm-hmm.
She has like an old time camera that takes film. How are you going to get film in this time?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you getting this film?
Yeah. She Civil has it War. Stockpiled up her asshole.
Yeah. So she's also taking pictures. She's getting really close. Jessie is getting really close to where they're handing out the water.
Mm-hmm.
And Lee is like, something's about to happen. It's like her spidey sense goes off.
Yep.
And then here's the blonde chick running with a huge ass flag. And she pushes Jessie out of the way and it explodes, right? Or moves before that, she also got hit by a cop, right?
Yeah. Jessie got hit
she
in
got
the face.
Clubbed by a cop. And so that's why Lee took her off to the side and she gave her the vest. Because she was like, you need to be fucking wearing this. Yeah. You know, you're press. And so.
And then it exploded.
The bomb exploded.
At this point
in the story,
Lee just gets up and starts taking pictures
mm-hmm.
and not helping a damn person.
Mm-hmm. That's not her job.
Everyone's dead.
Mm-hmm.
So Jessie gets up, sees this. It's doing the ringing thing, you know, because you can't hear. And she just takes a picture of Lee taking pictures of people.
Yeah.
What I actually did like about this movie, I don't really usually like artsy movies, mm-hmm. but I did like the silence.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Of the pictures, yeah. right?
Not only just the pictures, but like after that bomb went off, it wasn't the ringing right at first. It was just fucking silence.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, when they would snap the pictures, like in those heavy moments and it would just be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really liked that little like...
detail?
I don't know. It was, yeah.
So I had a real problem with the sound in this movie.
Too okay. loud for you?
You want to know why? Too loud for me.
Was the bang bangs too loud?
Oh my
loud?
Gosh, there's a pow, point pow. Towards the end where I screamed fuck.
Because it was nonstop at the end. It was nonstop.
Jesse's like, that flew right by me. I felt it.
I was no. Fuck.
He's like, stop it. Fucking stop it.
Stop it, you guys.
I was literally holding my butt the entire time. Like, oh my God. I just can't. Don't scream, Jesse. Don't scream.
Hand on the hole. Hand on the hole.
So.
What?
Just trying to control myself. Just trying to control myself. Try to control.
Don't make a
when
noise.
He screams, he farts. So he knew.
Well, sometimes I'm covering my eyes as well. So if you're ever in a theater with me in this kind of movie, just look around at me every so often. I cover my eyes.
He covers his butt.
I cover my butt. I cover my mouth. I'm really trying to control everything. All right. So after this, we are at a hotel. Lee, the interviewer, what was his name? Carlos?
Joel.
Yeah. And Sammy, which he's another like a reporter. He's a portly man who is
my ass. He was setting his coffee on his stomach, bro.
He could eat off his belly.
Yes, and this guy's been in several movies we've watched.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. He's been in Dune. He's been in that horrible one with the golden car.
Yeah, I knew you'd remember that shit
because he's the one Tower that gets heist. Hurt. Yeah, and. They're talking about the Civil War and where they're going to next. Lee and Joel want to go to the front line in DC because they want to interview the president, because the president hasn't done like an interview in months.
And this president's on his third term. Third so obviously term. We have some shit happening.
Something is happening.
Well, that's where they kind of talk about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The third term. Because we all have questions. We're like, well, mm-hmm. what the fuck? And this is where happened? They give us a little bit of information.
Yeah.
He gets a third term. He does drone strikes on mm-hmm. U.S. citizens in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, so he's kind of like...
He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Committing treason.
He's taking over control. It's becoming like a dictator.
Yeah. And then that's affecting food, water, mm-hmm.
yeah.
all that stuff. All,
we have Texas and California, who are the Western forces.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then you had allied Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right. So there were other states that were a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Florida was blocked off.
Once again, where's Arizona? Not a word.
You
know what? Said.
Arizona's like, hey, you guys are the big ones. We'll just follow along.
No, we believe in the cause, but we are going to sit here by the pool while you guys finish 100% that.
100% we are that town that mm-hmm. they end up going into that I'll talk about shortly. And yeah. And I would be working my job every day.
not you're like, me.
People so, have to bank, okay?
Someone has to, you know? So they're talking. Sammy's like, no, you guys shouldn't go. Because I guess the front line is in South Carolina, which I guess is close to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know my geography that well. I know it's on the East Coast.
I thought Charlottesville was in North Carolina.
Is that in North Carolina?
Yes.
It's in one of the Carolinas. Right there,
North South. Carolina.
Well,
North.
He did give a disclaimer. He doesn't know his geography.
Which is right below Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Right, so it's like this. North Carolina. Uh-huh. South Carolina.
Florida.
Washington.
Washington's yes. right above North Carolina. Anyways.
Florida, Dakota,
mm-hmm.
Michigan.
Michigan, yes. Dakota. Iowa's somewhere in there too.
Exactly. Arizona education right here. So.
That's why they don't talk about them.
They're deciding they're going to do this. At this point, Lee is very upset because the electricity keeps going out, kind of like a rolling, what is it? Like a rolling brown blackout. That they call blackout. Blackouts, rolling yeah. browns, whatever. And, she decides to go up to her room, and on her way, guess who's in the lobby?
Little
kid. It's Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, I'm here to give you back your little vest. Thank you. I've looked up to you. You're my second favorite photographer. And what she said her name, and I was
Lee
like,
Miller.
Lee Miller.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Abby Lee Miller?
No, mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Lee's like, hey, you know, keep doing your stuff, but, you know, I'm going to go up to my room.
Next time I see you, you better be wearing Teflon,
uh-huh.
a helmet, and this fucking vest.
Didn't yeah. wear one goddamn helmet the rest of the movie.
The entire
she did,
time.
No, no. She did.
But I end? Saw this. I no, saw the sneaky in her eyes right when she fucking, yeah. that little girl. And that's why I'm going to refer to her as a little girl this whole time, because she acts like a child.
Yeah.
She does. She's like how we feel about teenagers,
mm-hmm.
doing right. what you're not supposed to fucking do, pushing the fucking boundaries. That's what this girl did the entire fucking
I'm gonna
time.
I'm going to say it right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's the villain in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Pushing.
Yeah, she really
push,
is.
Push, push, push.
Pushy, push, push.
Yeah.
So, anyways, yeah. sorry.
So, Lee goes up to her room. She has to take the stairs. She's on the 10th story. She ends up taking a bath. But we're going to move away from her because right as she was leaving, Jesse gets like a little glint in her
mm-hmm.
eye. And she's like heading towards the lobby where all the other reporters are.
I knew it.
Next morning, they're getting ready. They've decided that they are going to take Sammy because at first they didn't really want to take Sammy because Sammy's older. He's a big guy.
Portly.
Portly.
He's portly.
But I just feel like this is a guy with a lot of great stories.
Oh,
I
yeah.
really want him
Oh,
along.
Yeah. He's probably a really great journalist. A yes. good writer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. So I wanted him on the thing. But guess who else is in the car?
Who?
Who?
It's Jesse.
No, it's say it's not true.
Jesse. And
little scallywag.
Lee is
what a skank.
Pissed.
Oh.
Lee's doing the whole like talking really loud so everyone can hear. Like, what is she doing in the car?
This is Andrea right here. Except I'd be like, no, get the
get
fuck out.
Out.
We are going.
I thought that scene was kind of funny because they were doing the loud talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, she's like, basically, we got this fucking old fat guy who can't move. And then we got this fucking kid, blah, blah, uh-huh. blah. And they're just, both of them are sitting in the car like,
I was like, damn.
They're talking about us. And she didn't care.
Damn. And this is where I was like, Joel, why did you say yes? And I was like, please don't tell me you say yes because what I think you're thinking.
Yeah.
And it is. It find out, yep. You know, he wants to fuck Jesse. And I was like, you son of a bitch.
But I do like that he never really did anything.
Yeah.
He didn't ever flirt with her. He didn't ever, like,
I mean, there's a point that I felt like he was flirting in the back of that car.
I didn't think so. I felt like he was offering her, like, friendship, like an advice.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Friendship. Friendship's in his pants.
I try to see the positive side.
Because, no, when we watch, come on, we've watched enough movies and TV shows that we're always like,
where men are creeps. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like, please don't make this movie like that.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
Yeah.
He stopped after that. So they're driving. As they're going through, you can see, like, towns are being, you know, vacated, blockades, soldiers, things mm-hmm. like that. They get to...
Let's talk about that first blockade they come up mm-hmm. to, and that family's trying to leave. Yeah. Why do they have fucking furniture
Why
on the car?
Why do they have the furniture? Chairs.
Why are you taking upholstered chairs?
This is my
chairs?
Grandma's.
Maybe
this
a couple folding chairs. Maybe those it. Camping yeah. chairs. Maybe you got something. Like, but they were taking... fucking grandma's kitchen table
yeah,
chairs.
These are the chairs that you would find in an antique shop mm-hmm. that no one wants to buy.
Yeah.
So
they only had room for that, those two, and a suitcase. Their fucking van was covered.
It was grandma's.
It was crazy.
It was family grandma's.
You know what it reminded me of was the Hillbilly Show.
Yeah.
Hillbillies.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Where the grandma's sitting on top mm-hmm. in the fucking rocking chair.
So they're going through. They end up seeing a gas station. They stop. This gas station looks scary as hell. And then there's three white men out there with their guns.
Do
like
you guys
rifles.
Stop?
So fucking not.
No. Mm-hmm. Now, this is Mike. I asked her. Mm-hmm. Right? Because this scene is where I'm like, okay, the Civil War's been going on for a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can journalists not protect themselves?
Right.
Do they not have weapons or
and
not allowed to have weapons?
Also, who's going to be like, oh, you're a journalist. I'm not going to shoot you.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what? Free pass.
Okay, okay.
Free pass.
Don't know.
Nobody gives a shit.
Because you know what I would be doing? I'd be making journalist pass for everywhere that I'm going.
Fuck
like, I'm
yeah.
a journalist. Looky here. Don't shoot me. I'm a journalist.
Freedom of the press, baby.
Mm-hmm. Freedom of the press. Shot in the face. So they stop. Of course, they're like, oh, we have a half tank. We want to fill up. The people are like, fuck no. We're not selling you guys. We have some sandwiches. We can have some of that. And they're like, well, I'll give you $300 for a half tank of gas and two like cans of gas. Mm-hmm. And the guys are like, $300 will just get you a sandwich. And she's like, it's Canadian.
Canadian bacon, baby.
Canadian.
Is the Canadian dollar that much more inflated than ours?
No.
I didn't think so.
Weaker,
I thought it was very,
right?
yeah.
No, but I think.
Because of the, you know, Civil
War. The economy,
war.
Our shit is mm-hmm. suck. So, okay. you know.
So Canada's better, of course, you know.
Got it.
So they're getting gas and Jesse, this is where her moronicness starts off.
Dude.
Sees like a car wash thing. I don't know how she saw inside there.
Yeah,
I didn't see it either.
I didn't either. I saw the car wash. Like a car wash thing.
I thought it was like a dilapidated car wash.
You know those things hang down from the
yeah.
top.
Yeah,
yeah. It like, wasn't things hanging down from the top.
You know how like,
I mean, they were
know,
things.
They were things. Yeah.
You know, like beginning photographers love to take pictures of things that are run down. So I was like, oh, she's just gonna take a picture of this run down like
the fridge.
Bridge.
But listen, this is already a very dangerous situation. You see, they've all got guns. They don't want you here. You've had to bribe them for the gas. You don't get out of the car
no.
and walk around the building out of sight. Mm-mm. I thought that dude was gonna go rape her.
Yeah.
Murder her.
I thought
her,
that was where it was going.
For sure. I was like, why are you putting yourself in a dangerous situation? Then you're putting yeah. the other people you're with
yeah.
in that fucking dangerous situation.
You know why?
Because she's a child.
Because she's a fucking
she's a
kid.
Little kid. So she gets back there. One of the younger gunmen follows her.
He got really emotional yeah. for a second.
Hold it back, man. Swallow those tears.
Jesse, no.
Frog in the throat.
No. No, it's not.
You okay?
More like I'm talking too much. And
you need water?
No, I just need to breathe it through.
Just breathe.
Breathe it through. All right, so
you need a break?
Nah. So they go towards the car wash. The guy's following her. Lee, of course, is, you know, wide-eyed watching this, and she follows.
Yeah.
Thank God, because Joel's a moron.
I mean, dude has like a fucking automatic rifle.
Yeah.
Like,
it turns out that there's two men hanging in there, like by mm-hmm. their like arms,
wrists.
Yeah, wrists from the top, and they've gotten the shit beat out of them.
Yeah.
Apparently, they were not.
They were looters.
They were looters.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesse just like chokes, doesn't say anything really, doesn't start taking pictures.
She's horrified.
And Lee's like, hey, let me take a picture of you with these guys hanging here.
Yeah.
Evidence? No.
Yeah.
You're not taking a picture with me with these two hanging. But what if it goes the other way?
His love language was being proud of this, you know,
moron.
Being American, quote unquote, right?
Quote unquote. Like,
so I don't know. I think she did the right thing.
She did.
She definitely did the right thing. And then they don't show it, but they obviously just allowed them to walk out. Oh, yeah. You took my picture? You guys are amazing. Goodbye. Because he was telling Jesse, tell me what to do with these men. Should I put rounds in them right now? Should we torture them more?
And she just
standing there fucking blubbering, you know? This is also like her first encounter with this type of like death. Mm-hmm. I mean, she obviously saw the bomb exploding, but if you're wanting to be a war correspondent, you need to put on your big girl panties.
Yes.
Murder is a sue.
It is definitely assumed. These guys were going to die anyway. So I would just be like, just shoot him. Just shoot him right now.
Just shoot him.
Put him in pain. I definitely would have said to shoot him. Shoot him, right? Like, you can see that they're suffering. I'd be like, kill him right in the head, bitch.
Yeah, just get it done and over with.
Yeah.
And I will take one of those sandwiches to go.
Please. Ham, not the cheese. Yeah,
yes. So they continue down the road.
They pull off.
They start camping, right?
Kind of, sort of.
This is where you can see in a distance, like, it's like full-on warfare, like firefighting. Reminded me a lot of the Gulf War when they used to show that on TV. And the three older people are talking. So Lee, Sammy, and Joel. And Joel's like, fuck, I want to get over there. I want to take these pictures.
This fire shit's making me
hard. Completely different. It's shrinking inside me at this point.
I got not interested.
I was like, Jesse, were you looking at his pants to see if he did a hard on?
Because at this point, I didn't really like him.
No.
Maybe in me, I know I want to preserve myself, so I would have not even gone on that trip at all.
Okay.
So going on this, trying to get through this and with these scary people, I'm not excited. I hate him. I'm like, I just want to go back. Take me back to that hotel.
Yeah.
Right.
Looks good.
I really liked him. I liked his character.
He was a good character, but at this point, I couldn't really say he's attractive, you know?
Right.
Okay.
That's just what happens Pablo to me Escobar. In my head. There we go. There you go, sir, Pablo.
Thank you for that cartel. Thank you.
At this point, Lee's like, hey, no, not now.
Not at night.
If it's still happening in the morning, we'll go. And they're both kind of like excited about this. Sammy's like, this is just like normal. We'll do this. So Joe goes back to the car, talks to Jesse. And this is where I felt like he was kind of flirting with her still. And they end up all falling asleep. He's like, hey, if you can't fall asleep, I have like sleeping pills. And I was like, no. Don't take those pills.
I didn't catch those vibes at all.
Ooh, I did. Because he had a full bottle of alcohol.
Right. And the scene, he's talking about being rock hard.
Yeah.
All that kind of shit. But no, I didn't see that.
I felt like it was like a mentor. Like, I loved in the scenes that are following how he guided her. I fucking loved that. Like, she was a little baby. And he was like, this way. He'd let her out and pull her back in.
This point, it got more like that. Like, he shot his shot. It didn't really work. And he's like, all right, mentor time.
Okay.
They get up in the morning. They end up going to where all the fighting is happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know how they choose sides or how they meet up with these people, but they're with the civilian war people.
Mm-hmm.
So the West Coast or whatever.
Western Forces.
And they are getting bombarded by these soldiers that are firing at them.
Yeah.
This guy that is like getting shot at.
The one stuck at the pillar?
He's stuck in the pillar.
I knew he was going to die.
Of course he was, man.
I knew he was going to... Even throwing that smoke bomb, like...
It's not going to help.
It's not going to help. It's either you run and you die, or you stay there and you die.
Yeah.
Jesse ends up taking, like, a real intense picture of him dying because he ends up getting shot and his friend's trying to save him. They end up taking out the soldiers at some point and they follow them inside. There's one that was, like... hurt and he's begging and they just fucking shoot him in the head. I was like, dang, didn't even give him a little time.
No nonsense. That's how I play it. Don't listen to them talk. Just boop boop.
Boop boop.
Yeah.
But it was just kind of like, these guys they're just following orders. That's The only one that doesn't feel like following orders is Jesse. Mm-hmm. And we'll get to him because he was real loving it. So, and I'm not talking about Jesse as the little girl, the actor Jesse. So they do this at this point. You can tell it's really messing with Jesse a little bit. Like, she's like, fuck, what have I done? Do I really want to get into this? Mm-hmm. Guys, she does. She's a hardcore murderer at the end.
Yeah.
They go back and forth, photography, things like that. They get back on the road. At this point, they go to a camp.
Refugee
camp.
Yeah. Kind of, I would say. But yeah.
Kind of, sort of. And the refugees are like, okay, you can come in. You park right there. There's food, but no tents, no nothing else. Mm-hmm. And it was like a little kumbaya kind of, sort of, at this mm-hmm. point.
Yeah.
Where they're going around. During this whole point, Lee keeps having like flashbacks to like war. Is it at this point where she's like really going through her mind of like the things that she's done and she's seen?
She did that in the tub
at the hotel. Yeah. Because there's points where you see that she's gone into war. Mm-hmm. And the part that really got to me is the guy that got
with the tire
and the fire.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's
it happens. Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh, like,
but damn. You're just gonna stand there and take photographs. The pictures.
I think that's when I told you, I was like, god damn, this
would haunt you.
This would haunt, you'd have nightmares doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn.
And that's what you want to do?
And like, what that's is your fun career about choice? That?
That doesn't seem fun to me.
What about landscapes? You know,
but family what pictures. Said, what she said when she was talking to Sammy, I think that's the reason why she thought. Mm-hmm. Why she did it. Mm-hmm. She's like sending a message back home, like, don't do this, guys.
Don't do it.
Look at the like ugly that. Side of war. Yeah.
And then Civil War happened anyway.
Here we are.
Yeah. And so they're doing that at that point. They're at the camp.
There's some great cinematography in here. Some great directing. Like, mm-hmm. when they went through that fire with all the, you know, embers going through, like, the music in this was really good. They would have some really great, like, slow down moments. And mm-hmm. I think when they captured those soldiers right there, when they were taking them out to shoot them, they were playing slow-mo, like pretty lively music, like happy music. Like,
and then they just like get shot. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But yeah. So at this point, when they're at the encampment, Jesse and Lee have like a real like get to know each other. Uh-huh. Like, hey, you sure you really want to do this? This is when we find out that Jesse's camera is all like old school. Film.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's no way. Like, how did you know how to develop that shit out on the road?
Yeah.
Also, I always feel like the world has told us if you take out the film in like any light, like it's just destroyed.
It fucks it up. Yeah.
So I don't understand. I feel like you need some darkness because she was out in the middle of the bright sun.
Yeah.
Film has come a long way. So, you know, it's digital now.
Exactly.
I did like that little reader, though, that she had attached mm-hmm. to her phone. I want to see one of those.
Where's she charging that phone? Where are you charging it? Where's anyone charging it? Is there any sort of connection anywhere? But okay. So
Jesse has questions.
I do have questions.
There's no Wi-Fi.
They get back on the road and this is the point where they meet. No, this is where they get to the town. They get to the town and the town, it looks normal.
Yeah.
Stores are open. People are walking around. There's an old lady.
It did look a little behind the times, though.
Yes, but it looked like what people would think an all-American town mm-hmm. is like.
Mm-hmm. It looked like Globe.
Front porches. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Globe.
Yeah.
Front porches, you know, beautiful lawns.
Sprinklers going off.
Downtown. Guys on the roof with rifles.
That's the next point. Which I was like, why did it take Lee so long to see that? Mm-hmm. If that's like her job.
Yeah.
But okay. So they get to, there's a store they go to. They go into a boutique, which I was like, why that store?
What a waste of fucking time.
Where's the convenience store?
I was like, go to ice cream.
Yeah, go get food, bro.
Yeah.
I have not seen y'all eat.
Mm-mm. So they're in this boutique. The lady looks not entertained at all that they're there. And she's like, hey, look around, whatever you want. If you need help, let me know. They end up kind of having like little conversations in there. They leave. That's when they see the people on the roof. Because mm-hmm. Sammy's like, hey, I want you to look up, but, you know, be not suspicious when you do it.
I mean, why? Why would you? They're watching you.
Yeah.
You can't look up at them? What? Oh, I didn't know they were up there. It's not going to change anything.
This is also, I hate when people say this, like, don't make it look like mm-hmm. you're wanting to see. Because automatically, I'm just like,
where?
Where? Where? I can't do it. So this town isn't as quaint as it can be. They ask the girl, like, hey, you know there's a civil war out there? And she's like, hey, we're just trying to live our lives and just ignore it.
We're staying out of it.
We're
staying out of it.
Ooh.
It's got nothing to do with us.
Yeah. No thank you, either side. No
exactly.
thanks.
Exactly. I'm there. I'm helping her at the shop.
And Jessie mentioned at one point her parents lived in Missouri.
Yeah.
And that they were just pretending this didn't happen
exactly.
as well. So there were pockets all around Arizona that were probably just pretending this wasn't happening. Arizona for sure.
But
we're out here on our little ranches, like, it's all right
because we all live in ranches out here. You know?
You don't have your ranch set up, Jesse.
I got my spurs on right now. Got my spurs. So they continue on. This is when they're on the road and there's this car that's like blasting towards them behind them. These are the people that should have fucking died right away.
Well, no, hold up. That's you missed
what part?
They're leaving the town and they get up to the Winter Wonderland.
Winter Wonderland. So they get to a Winter Wonderland, which it looks so freaky because it's just like in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
Then they see like a dead soldier out there. So Joel's all like, I'm slowing down. And he's like, should I go? Should I not?
I did love Lee using the fucking camera to like zoom in. She's like, I can't see shit.
Yeah.
So there's someone, a sniper, that's taking down people. We find out there's some soldiers there and they've gotten caught in there as well. They're trying they're trying to get this sniper. They have whole conversations at this point.
I actually loved this because he's like, you know, what's going on in there? He's like, there's a guy in there shooting at us. So we're trying to kill him.
He's trying to kill us. We're trying to kill him.
I don't understand. So what's happening? He's like, he turns to Jesse. He's like, what's going on? She's like, there's a guy in there trying to shoot at us.
He's like, exactly. And
the sniper was like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. This is the where Lee gets out. Uses her camera, tries to see if someone's in there. No one can really see this sniper. Then she kind of goes into like a cool, like, I'm in the middle of a field, kind of like looking at the flowers, enjoying life. And they're shooting and shit. Also, guns are so loud and it scares me.
Yeah.
This is where I was jumping.
You're like, no.
Yeah. They end up shooting the sniper and then they go on. And then this is where they're traveling.
Yeah.
Trucks behind them is going fucking super fast. They start slowing down and then the truck pulls next to them. I guess it's two other reporters.
Yeah.
And one of the reporters, they're like laughing. Joel knows them. I guess they're good friends. He jumps from one car to the other.
I don't know why we did this scene.
I don't know either.
I don't know why we did this.
Just to give us a little scare.
A little entertainment?
Yeah, because I know we were all like, oh.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You guys don't have guns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they were shitting bricks.
They were like,
this is so funny.
So the guy jumps over into their car. And then Jesse's all like, oh my God, that looks so fun. I'm going to do it. Not this Jesse right here. That sounds fucking horrible.
No, absolutely not.
She jumps into that car. The other dude takes off and immediately leaves like, he needs to get fucking back here. Like, where are they? Jesse needs to get back in this car. Because automatically, I'm sorry, guys. All I think of, she's getting raped.
Yeah.
She's going to get raped.
Yeah. Immediately.
That's all that's going to happen. She's a tiny little girl.
I know.
So they start speeding forward. They are like, this car's gone. And then there's like one of those war trucks or whatever kind of trucks that carries all sorts of like military shit.
Yeah.
They almost get slammed to it. Then when they pass it, they see the car has been turned off to the road. Both doors are open and no one's in there.
See, right here, I thought that maybe they got out to go like take pictures of something. Yeah. I was like, I imagine them going over the hill and they were just stopped doing stupid shit.
I would have thought that too if the doors hadn't been still open.
And they parked off just right off the side of the road. And when they caught up with them, they actually took the turn, went up into the driveway and like around.
Yeah.
So, but I wonder, like, how fast did these people fucking move?
Really fast. There's
you
like,
know what I mean?
Because they had to do this like in minutes, like seconds.
They run them off the road, right? Because she wasn't paying attention or whatever there. She backs it up, gets it going, boom, right behind a minute or two. And you've already got them. You've walked them down all the way over here. So was that truck not part of them?
I don't know.
I don't know. Because they didn't call back to them because they had no idea that they were coming. So they show up and this is where we see Jesse, the actor, and he's a soldier, and he has these red glasses on, and you see another truck with a dump truck, and it's just dumping people into a hole. Mm-hmm. And then we see our Jessie, the girl, and the other guy that was in the truck, and they're kind of like taken prisoner.
Yeah, they're on their knees, kind of in that stance where you're going to get shot in the fucking head.
You're going to get shot in the head, and you're going in this hole as well.
Yeah.
This is where Lee's like, hey, we need to fucking do something. Joel's like, okay. But Sammy's like, fuck, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. I'm too big. I'm going to head on back. That's not what he said, man.
Mm-hmm. He's like, this is death.
This is death.
He's like, we can't. These fucking, they killed all those fucking people. Mm-hmm. Right? And the other three are like, no, we got to save them. I would have listened to Sammy.
Yeah. Like, Sammy, like, let's go.
What ties do you really have to Jesse? Mm-hmm. You don't.
As we're driving off, I'd be like, Jesse, you're a fucking moron for jumping in that car.
Nobody told you to do that shit.
We have your camera. We'll make sure it gets back to Missouri. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they end up going, the Jesse, the soldier, is crazy. He's one of these crazy war people. Yeah. I don't know if he was really one of the American soldiers or if he was just one of these back hills.
Like a loyalist.
Loyalist.
Yeah.
That's what I would go with.
Yeah.
And he's like automatically so racist. So racist. Absolutely. To Joel. Yeah. Like,
where are you from?
What kind of American are you?
Yeah. Central
or Southern. And it was like, fuck you, dude. I could be bored here to have dark skin. Like,
Florida.
Florida. He's like, okay. Then at the other point, goes to Lee. Lee's like, I'm from Colorado. Duh. She's like, some white girl. Of course, you're not having any problems. Then goes to, I forgot to mention, the other two guys were Asian. Mm-hmm. And they end up shooting the other Asian. Like, oh, this is your friend?
Immediately. Shoots him. Pop.
Then the other guy, the one that jumped into their car, they're like, well, where are you from? And he's like, he's asking the other Asian guy, and he's like, I'm from Taiwan.
No, but remember, he sets him up perfectly. He's like, but I want you to say it in perfect English, okay? You tell me where you're from. He's like, Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
He's like, China? Bah!
It shoots him. Oh. At this point, it looks like everyone's going to get killed, but Sammy saves the day, comes in the Bronco, slams Jesse, the soldier, and the other, like the girl Jesse, into the hole.
Yeah.
The other two must have been dead. Mm-hmm. And Joel's like, fuck, and goes and grabs Jesse from the hole. They take off. The other soldier that was in the car starts shooting. Mm-hmm. We think they get away. They're driving down the road, and Sammy's like, hey, someone else needs to start driving. And we find out Sammy's
dead. No, we can't stop this fucking right? car. Keep going.
They're like, you're not going to fall asleep, sir. Keep going.
Keep going.
I'm going to be dead soon. So
diabetes is kicking in? No, keep going.
Keep going. And as we know, if you get shot like that, just stick something in there.
Yeah, you could have kept going. Something hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're on their way. This is where we see the amber thing. They're going through a burning forest. Mm-hmm. Then they get to another encampment. Sammy's dead by the time they get there.
Western this is Forces the Western Forces base camp.
Base camp.
Which was so many miles away from, less than 100 miles away from
this is DC. The whole DC. Time they're saying how far they are from DC. Oh, by the way, when they were getting to DC, they had to do a roundabout.
It's Charlottesville. That's where they're at.
Yeah, it's Charlottesville.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Duh.
They're there during this time, you know, they're like fucking messed up. But the worst thing that happens in Joel, because Sammy's dead, and Joel's like, hey, because there's other two friend reporters that are there. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, the president and the Capitol are giving up.
They seceded.
Surrendering. Yeah. It didn't seem like that when they got there.
Yeah.
Well, the generals. Mm-hmm. So most of the thing. The rest of them were surrendering. The government was surrendering. The captain. The president had a couple of still loyal soldiers and like a handful of Secret Service. Mm-hmm. They even said it when they were getting ready. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're like, hey, we're going to go and take over. So at this point, they're kind of like getting in their feels about Sammy dying. And then this is when Jesse and Lee have that talk about, hey, you know, this is how it is with these, you know, being in the war, you got to take these pictures. And then Jesse's all like, hey, if I end up getting shot, you're going to make sure to like take the picture, right? Instead of saving me. And I was like, fuck, someone's going to die. Mm-hmm. Someone's going to die. And she's like, yeah, fuck, I'm not going to save you at all. I'm going to take the picture.
She said, what do you think?
what do you think? Then we cut to the city. They're in DC. It's pretty much a whole wartime thing at this point. They're going back and forth. They eventually get to the Capitol. They break in. They're going like from room to room. This is like a very much like White a House. Video game.
Yep.
And they get to second to last final room before they get to the boss. There is this poor, I guess, White House correspondent. And she's like, hey, I want to negotiate for the president. But she was like in a suit.
Yeah, but I thought she had a gun right here.
She might have. I don't know. This is where I screamed fuck, because they shot her without even negotiating at all.
Two different people in the theater was like, oh, shit. Yeah.
No negotiating.
And Andy was one of them.
I didn't make any noise at that one, and I was surprised. I was like, oh, look at me not making noise.
Yeah, because we find out that they're in there, and they've gotten the okay to, when they get to the president, just to kill him. Like, not save him at all. No negotiation. Yeah, just like Osama and what's his face? Yeah, a whole bunch of them. And so they eventually get in there. During this point, before they get into the last room where the president is, they're kind of going back and forth. There's some agents that are just like really like 007s, and they're trying to take down people. Jesse's a moron, gets in the middle of the hallway to take a picture. Lee's like, fuck, pushes her down. She gets shot. She's like, bam, bam, bam. And then Jesse's all just like, chicka, chicka,
chicka, chicka, chicka, chicka. As Lee is dying over her body. Lee is
dying. She falls to the ground.
Can you believe that?
She doesn't even fucking take a second. Gets back up and goes into that room just in time to see them shooting the president. It was...
Well...
But, I mean, I would have been like, Kirsten, you're still alive, right? Lee. Lee, there's no blood. There's no blood.
I know they did that for the movie. I thought that was stupid. Because... Lee sees it coming, like, oh shit, no, they're about to start shooting again, and you're gonna take this fucking pick, fine, whatever. She jumps out and saves her, but why did you stand up, Lee?
I know, she should have went down.
Lay down with her.
Maybe I think she was tired of it at this point.
I was literally thinking that. I was like, maybe she was like, it's time to go.
Yeah, because I mean, she was having like a PTSD attack as they're about to approach the White House.
Yeah, she was like really like a big attack.
Yeah. Right. And then all of a sudden
she's like, the president's still there.
President's still.
Let's get in there.
All right, go ahead.
And that's the end of the movie. What happens?
How dare you?
What happens?
Because remember, the whole point was Joel wanted to interview him. So the president. Right before they kill the president, he's like, wait. He's like, I need a quote. And the president goes, don't let them kill me. He's like,
perfect.
That'll work.
Boom.
Boom, boom, boom. And then everyone kind of like, you know, takes that like picture together like, fuck, we did it.
I don't know if you guys noticed that it was like coming into focus. Like it was being developed, right?
Yeah.
And that was it.
That was the end of the movie.
That was the end of the movie.
We're going to take a break and we're going to come score those puppy. Be back.
Hey guys, it's your boy Junior. Don't forget to follow us on IG at Make It A Combo Pod. Like and subscribe on all platforms and share with your friends.
All right, guys, let's rate this movie. Talk about our feels about it. Who wants to go first? Oh, I'll go first. Thanks.
Okay, go for it.
Okie dokie.
All right. So, I don't know if I was excited to see the movie. I didn't know it was going to be something different for us, right? We really don't watch these kind of movies.
No.
I don't like... Yeah. I wanted more. Like, why? What happened? How did we get here?
Okay.
It does look like he did some Trump-esque type shit. Right? Yeah. And that's why we got here.
Yeah.
Watching this movie, I was like, man, this is exactly how it would pretty much go down. Where the rest of the U.S. Is going to get together and be like, no.
Yeah.
I don't think so, sir. And then come at him, right? Yeah. And then you have the right side, those crazy guys on TikTok are like, oh, I'm ready for this. You're not.
You're not.
No.
You're not. Because if the military looks at him as the bad guy, what do you got? Nothing, man. They're trained soldiers. You're just a kid with a shotgun living on a farm or some shit.
Right.
The movie is pretty cool. Like, it's a different take on some stuff. The photography, all that stuff, the black and white, the silence, going through the forest. I mean, even just like the warfare stuff.
Yes.
Pretty cool. I like the movie. Mm-hmm. I think everybody should watch it.
Okay.
Okay.
I think everybody should watch it. Calm your tits. This is what.
Who, Jesse?
Like, everybody. Like, all these people who think they want this. Like, all these guys in Texas are like, oh, we'll secede. Okay. This is what could happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't want that here.
Yeah.
We definitely don't.
No, you know,
we are very pampered. Mm-hmm. We live good here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Don't fuck it up.
I think it's a really good movie for people to go watch. I'm going to give this movie an A.
Okay. All right.
Good review. Mm-hmm. Lucky movie.
Okay. Andy?
Oh, you want me to go?
Yeah.
You want to go last because you're going to shit on
it? I'm going to fucking shit on it.
Oh, God damn. Well, then I will sprinkle it with rainbow sprinkles.
Okay.
Okay, because I think you kind of got my jive the whole entire review right now. I liked it. I like the artistry of it. I'm not really an artsy kind of person, but I do like war movies. Mm-hmm. I do like shooting stuff. So, and I don't mind the murder. The scenes where the guy ran over the fucking body in the car and his mm-hmm. fucking body flumped around. That dude's eye, when he was hanging from his fucking wrists and dude's eye, and then he's like, curdling blood out of his fucking mouth. I don't know. The scenes were beautiful. I loved the photography scenes. Mm-hmm. Like I said, when they would take those quick snaps. Hate children.
I hate
children too. Yeah, little Jesse.
Oh yeah.
After our friend's namesake over here, mm-hmm. were you this bad as a kid too, Jesse?
Abso-fucking-lutely not.
I mean, know your fucking boundaries. Know where you should be going. She should never have gone around that building at the gas station. Mm-hmm. She should never have fucking stepped out in the middle of that shooting scene at the fucking end.
She's never jumped out of the car.
Constantly, mm-mm. constantly putting herself and others in danger. Stop showing us stuff like this, you guys. It's pissing me off. But I really liked this movie a lot. I thought the music was perfect. It wasn't like big hit titles or anything. It all worked together beautifully. And I like to see when husband and wives get to work together every once in a while.
I forgot about them. That does make it kind of cute.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to say definitely recommend this movie. I wouldn't have even known it was out there. If I told people right now about this movie, they'd be like, so what?
Cause Captain America?
Yeah.
Captain America.
You really, but I highly recommend seeing it. So I'm going to give it A.
A.
Straight A for me.
Wait, before you give it A, what if this was the ending? Jesse jumps out. She's going to take that picture.
Mm-hmm. Lee looks. She gets shot in her head.
Lee looks and is like, oh no. But Lee pulls up her camera.
Mm-hmm.
And as Jesse gets shot, Lee takes the photo.
It would have been perfect. That would have been a perfect ending. Because she put herself in danger, so she should have fucking gotten shot. Mm-hmm. And Lee should have taken the photo. Because it's Lee's movie.
Yeah. She wins a Pulitzer or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I mean, that's a different take.
Alternate ending.
All right. My turn.
You loved it. I know. Wrap it up. Okay. Don't forget to like, listen, and subscribe.
Wrong. I did like this movie.
You did.
I did. I just, like I'd already mentioned, I wanted a little bit more of why is this happening? What happened?
Story, yeah.
Watching these movies really just, I just don't like kids in these movies. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is just.
Apocalyptic movies keep the kids out because you're just going to make us mad.
Just dumb decisions.
Yeah.
And because to me, this is not even a field I would ever think of going into, like war photography.
Never.
Like, this seems like the worst idea in the world.
You're asking for trouble.
How much money can you get off of this? There's no way that these pictures that are getting in these magazines are giving you millions of dollars.
Right.
You saw a guy get tire burned. No thank you.
Yeah.
No thanks. Jesse, love your name, but you were annoying in this movie. Mm-hmm. There's no way that you're 23.
Shouldn't have been allowed in that car in the first place.
Sammy should have lived. Mm-hmm. Really? I would have liked it if Jesse had gotten shot. She was driving the car and my Sammy got to live.
You're Sammy.
Because I loved Sammy. I thought he was perfect.
You guys are just making me hungry. I'd like a Sammy right now.
I also would love a Sammy. I went in expecting a different movie. Got another movie. Still a good movie. Mm-hmm. The A24 movies, sometimes they're hit and miss for me. Mm-hmm. This one was okay. And I'm going to give it a B.
There you go.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Two A's and a B.
An A minus, yes. Then.
Yep.
All right. What does Rotten Tomatoes say about that?
So the Tomatometer.
Uh-huh.
The critics give it an 83.
Oh.
Okay.
The audience doesn't have a lot of reviews for the audience.
I bet. Mm-hmm.
78%.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
They're wrong, but okay.
Zachary D. 5 stars. Not a movie about politics. A movie that displays what you get when you stop working with your neighbors, strangers, or political differences. It is ugly and a display of hatred and chaos, which happens quite easily across the world.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Garland's Civil War is an absolute triumph in every way possible. I'm absolutely blown away by how visually beautiful and striking this movie is.
Mm-hmm.
Garland does a good job of representing something that could happen at any split second in our world today, in reality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. Just give us more of the story.
More but story.
We forgive you for it because of the cool artistry. All right. So this movie was budgeted at $50
million. Okay. That's not that much.
Not too bad. Mm-hmm. Opening weekend right now. Not that big. Really, we talked about. Mm-hmm. Haven't really heard about it. It's $25.7 million.
Oh.
So it says Civil War succeeds at the box office with $25.7 million opening. And it actually accomplishes a huge A24 feat for the first time in record history. So they set a record opening for A24 films.
Dang. Yeah, there was a lot of people in my theater. Mm-hmm. How about your guys's?
Yeah.
Not really.
No.
It was sprinkling. It was sprinkling.
And everyone seemed to like it. I was really afraid that I was going to get a lot of people that really probably agree with what the president did in this mm-hmm. movie.
Yeah.
But there wasn't, because it kind of floated right there in the middle. It wasn't too like extreme in one end or the other.
They did Texas and California.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not to be like, oh, it would be the blue states or it would be the red states. They kind of, nope, two different ones came together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know. It was good.
It was good.
It was good.
Go see it, folks. We all said so.
Pissed me off. Made me angry watching it.
Okay, we're going to go and wrap this up. His anger is just, it's too much.
Yeah, boiling over.
It's too much. Okay, guys, make sure to like, subscribe, follow us on all platforms. Also, we are on that way to 100 downloads per episode, but we need more. And like I've said, tell your friends, tell your family. Once you're together, like in an area, in an awkward conversation, have you be like, hey, if you listen to Make It a Combo, they're the greatest movie reviewed podcast in the world.
In the world.
Also, make sure to check out our two other podcasts, which is A Dream Talk, the podcast where I have friends, family members, gurus, and we talk and we analyze people's dreams.
Mm-hmm.
It is lovely. People love it. They're clamoring to me, say, please, Jesse, analyze my dreams. And I'm like, maybe.
If I have time.
And then we're Tales from the Apps, which is our other podcast, mm-hmm. which is with these two. And it's a dating podcast. And just telling about the nightmares of dating. And God, it's hard. It's a hard world out there. How can we just make it better? How can we make it better? That's what I really want to know.
It's a hard knock life.
It's
a hard knock life for us.
Okay, guys, we will see you next week. Peace.
Bye.
See ya.
Just listen to Make It a Combo from Make It a Combo Productions.
Executive produced by Jesse and Junior Malords.
Check us out on all platforms at Make It a Combo Podcast.
And don't forget to follow our other podcasts, Tales from the Apps and Dream Talk the Podcast.
Thank you and goodbye.